that big of a deal. It's not going to be that big of a deal. It's not gonna, all right. You haven't even heard it yet.
Now, broadcasting live from the border country of St. Paul and Minneapolis, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mishki.
Surprised to hear me cropping up here at drive time. I'm a little shocked myself. Aren't I the late night guy? What the hell gives, you say? Station management on a bender again? Maybe you're wondering just how's this all going to work? How will my show change now that it's not the freak offering from the twisted morass of the late night airwaves? Well, I'll let you in a little secret, folks. I've had what is the radio form of a Mooney conversion. I joined the drive time cult, drank the Kool-Aid, and I will now be dispensing time and temperature every 4.5 minutes. Plus, I'll be passing along news, important information, as well as providing a forum for your thoughts and opinions. And if you believe that, you're one easily deceived SOB, aren't you? No, in all honesty, folks, you know why I'm here at this time? Seriously? I am here primarily, and this is the main mission that management has given me. I am here primarily to seriously screw with the heads of Sean Hannity fans. I'm going to mess with you bad, people. I'll mess with you bad. Come on. To you Sean Hannity fans, I have one thing to say. I realize this would normally be where Such would be broadcasting, but fact of the matter is, when Joe would wrap up, Hannity would come on, and Hannity's not here. So that's whose place I believe I'm taking, and I want to address that. I want to say something to you Hannity fans. It's over, gang. It's over. Sean Hannity was killed today in an automobile accident and will never again follow the Joe Soucheray program. They say his brake lines were cut. I don't believe that. Who would do such a thing? Sean was a patriot and a great American, period. They did note, however, that he went over that cliff screaming like a little schoolgirl. I don't know. Can't believe everything you encounter in the media. If Sean taught us anything, he taught us that. And maybe that'll be his legacy, huh? That might be something you want to consider when listening to this program. You can't believe everything you encounter in the media. Sean Hannity's legacy, that and handing the reins of AM radio in the Twin Cities over to one T.D. Mishki, a man wholly unqualified to sit behind a microphone at a top market with 50,000 watts at his disposal. I don't belong here. And I want you people to know that right off the bat. I don't belong here. I did not go to Brown when I should have been in broadcasting school. I was in the Biffy, feet up, reading Mad Magazine out loud to myself. Yeah, I have a journalism degree. I have a B.A. in journalism from the University of St. Thomas. But look, I squandered it. That's what I did. That's what my pop would say. I squandered it! I didn't become the newsman Father Whalen wanted me to be. I became a clown. I became a clown, a red-nosed freak at the radio equivalent of the Shrine Circus. I can't take life seriously. I can't. I try. But the ghost of Lenny Bruce keeps haunting me, keeps hounding me, calling me back, asking me to celebrate life's madness. What am I going to do? I love the madness of life. I embrace it. I give it a big old Midwestern bear hug, like an Iron Ranger hugging his old high school buddy upon his return from the war. It's all wonderful madness to me, folks, this life business. It's madness. Look at yourselves. Look at yourselves out there on the freeways. Look around. Is that not madness? Huh? Lined up bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper. Headlight to rear end, car grill to trunk latch, snow plow to hatchback, blinker to brake light. In a daily parade, minus the floats, minus the marching bands and the young girls waving gracefully. There's madness in this parade, is there not? Glued to your machines there, waiting and waiting and waiting, wanting to just open it up. I mean, just take that gas pedal and then squish it through the floorboard, barreling full bore, up over the embankment onto some country road, window cracked, wind rifling through your hair, you laughing, playing your favorite music loud. Well, I'm here for you, people. I'm here for you. I am that country road. Jump on my back. Jump on my back, as Kirby Puckett said in 91 before the sixth game of the World Series. Jump on my back, fellas. I'll take it from here. I'm your little escape. Come with me. What are we escaping to? Oh, perhaps the way you remember it. You know, before the word stress wandered into your vernacular, before work became a grind, when everything was still all excitement and possibility, and when sitting on the hood of your car, smiling on a Saturday afternoon was as fine a definition of ambition as you ever cared to entertain. You know, before. Come on along, folks. We take all comers here. We take all comers at the old broadcast here, from the wealthiest badass in the BMW with GPS, claiming to have the world by the tail, to the unemployed pipe fitter riding in his borrowed pickup, hoping to find some quarters under the seat. That's fine. I'm from St. Paul. In that town, both people sit at the same bar, and nobody has the higher bar stool, okay? Uh-oh, hang on. Hang on. Hold it. I have to do this. .543 right now, gang. 34 degrees. Whoa! Yeah! That's him, baby!
Things are going to be a little different around here.
Now 544 and 34 degrees. And counting. Yeah, that's what I remember. That's what I remember with Pop, huh? Years ago, when I was a boy, Dad in his leather jacket and that mustache, what he used to call the cookie duster, driving down the side streets of St. Paul, listening to Steve Cannon, listening to Mon, Backlash, and Morgue from the basement studio. That was drive time. That was comforting. That's what that was. Comforting is waking up scared in the middle of the night after a bad dream and hearing Dad snoring at the end of my bed, where he had fallen asleep after telling a bedtime story. Steve Cannon took the afternoon drive crowd home for 26 years. For me to do that, that would pretty much mean I'd still be doing radio in 2032. You think you and I are going to make it that long, people, 2032? At his peak, Steve Cannon had a 35 share. This city hasn't seen one since, won't ever again. But I'll take whatever number you care to ride along with me for as long as I'm allowed to ride here, and we'll see if this whole grand experiment can work, huh? Glad you're out there, folks. If you know me at all, you know I'm really out there. Back shortly.